Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We are here for you for 3 hours. Some of you, the radio stations take 1 hour, some two, but we're here three. A lot of people do take all 3 hours. All three are available for you on dirtdoctor.com. So there's all kinds of ways to tune in to the show, including the Dirt Doctor app. Mary Rose is here to take your calls. Telephone number if you want to be with me for any reason, complain about something, tell us about some successes that you've had, or if you have a question about gardening, landscaping, or any other subject, give us a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We've got some reporting to do for you, and a little in Howard's garden that we'll start with and work in as we go, but we'll jump to the phone calls whenever we need to, so go ahead and give us a buzz here. Some radio stations still recommend Roundup and other toxic chemicals, and this is the show where you'll find out about avoiding those kind of things. I pick on Roundup because it is, I think, the most misused of all the toxic products out there. And the information about what it does health-wise to animals and people is just continuing to mount. It's related to GMOs, and I think GMOs are one of those things that's a little bit of a mystery to a lot of people still, and there's enough folks out there defending it and all where there's some confusion. We're going to fix that. We're going to have a visitor next week. Diane Baines is her name. She's been on Bob Webster's show and doing some reporting and lectures about GMOs now for some time, and she's really become quite an expert in it, and we're looking forward to having her next week. And we'll give you more information on that probably early in the show next week and cover things. And, yeah, we'll be talking about Roundup. It's part of the deal, but the genetically modified organisms – in the food, that's, I think maybe she thinks it's slowing down a little bit. I don't know. We'll find out from her. She's the expert on that, and we'll talk about it next week. Our dog this morning that I need to tell you about is a cutie. His name is Oscar, and he is a beautiful dog. Let's see what happened last week first. Previous features, Danny and Jeremy are still waiting for home, so check their photographs out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And also take a look at Oscar. He really is pretty. He's a 3.5-year-old, red and white, it says. The picture makes him look more like a blonde and white collie mixture. Interesting how they got collie out of that, but maybe so. I think he's got short hair, really impressive looking eyes. Apparently he was rescued from inhumane conditions, and he was dirty and malnourished and infested with fleas when they first found him, but boy, they've cleaned him up great because he looks good. Hope I've got the right photograph. I think I do. We'll double check that. But anyway, Oscar's waiting for you at the SPCA of Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas here. And, of course, people listening to us across the country, wherever you are, the rescue organizations are terrific places to find pets, dogs, cats, and other kind of animals as well. So be sure to check out the organization that is in your area. Well, we're warm here in Dallas. I'm in Irving, just east of the big airport. Here's where we're located, but and it was maybe a little bit cooler here, live in Dallas. And this morning it was very, very mild. Yesterday was a short sleeve shirt and shorts. I've been around for a while here in this part of the United States, and I've seen some Decembers, and I know they happened before I was around, that were mild. There's some pretty funny stories about architects coming to Dallas in December and experiencing December 75 to 80 degree weather and thinking it was that way all the time and designing for that kind of weather. But I've never seen it this late. I've never seen it in late January. You know, we're about to be February, and we're going to have yesterday was about 76 or something, and today it's going to be like that again. Now, I know the weather varies a whole bunch across the country, and wherever you are, if you're having issues with gardening, with landscaping related to the weather, we'll be glad to chat about that. I'm going to talk about fertilizer schedules. I don't think that I'd recommend any change in the schedule on the fertilizing. In fact, I can get on into that after I say this one thing here. The tea I'm drinking is one that I've really become a fan of. I take some herbs out of my garden, fennel, bay, a little bit of rosemary, and some mint from my own herbs. And then at the end of the steeping, put those in with the hot water, bringing it almost to a boil in a glass kettle, and then in a teapot. And it's best to use one that's glazed on the inside if you can find one. They're a little harder to find, but it's by far the best thing to do. And steep the tea for anywhere from 3 or 4 minutes to 10 or 15 minutes, depending on how concentrated you want it. The longer you leave the tea ingredients in the tea steeping, obviously the stronger it's going to get, and it will tend to get a little bit more bitter the longer you leave it in. Some people like that and some people don't. But anyway, what I do toward the end is I put in some good quality honey, and I'm putting in apple cider vinegar now, and I really like the flavor of it, and it's good for your throat and congestion and things like that. So if you haven't tried that, give it a whirl. Let's see, the event, I wanted to give you a little report on our event that we had. We were in Coppell, Texas this past week, Tuesday night. Good Natured, the organic fertilizer company, was involved with us. They've got a whole new line of products coming out, and we're helping them with that, pretty fired up about what they're doing. There's going to be some new things coming out besides a Garrett juice that has mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria. There's going to be a new product specifically for trees that I think you'll be interested in. I'll be giving you more information on that line of products, which are going to be easily available in this market and probably expanding out from there. One of the common questions that we continue to get, in fact, we got some this week, we do every week, I guess, is that people listen to me from coast to coast and border to border, and they go down to their local garden center and ask for Garrett juice, organic fertilizers, mycorrhizal fungus products, the natural organic herbicides and things like that. And they get everything from blank stares to that stuff doesn't work and we don't approve it, to having a few organic products back in the back shelves with dust all over them in boxes and small containers and real high prices. And, yeah, we realize that's a problem. It's getting better. It's getting a lot better. People across the country starting to wise up and bring in organic products that are in larger containers, more cost-effective, and have more positive attitudes about the products and the program. So we're certainly moving in the right direction. The world is coming our way toward the natural organic approach because people are interested in being healthier. And that's one of the nice side benefits of the organic approach. So if you are in a city or a town somewhere where you've got a problem with the products, a couple of things I would suggest. First of all, shop around, see what feed stores, garden centers, nurseries, hardware stores have the natural organic products. And the ones that are open-minded and would be willing to bring some stuff in if they just knew how to do it. Maybe there's just a knowledge situation there. They don't know where they are. First of all, you can tell them that the normal distribution system that sells all the synthetic fertilizers, you know, the high nitrogen salt things and the weed and feed fertilizers and the Roundup and the 2,4-D and the all that stuff, they can get the organic products too. But if that doesn't work, they can contact us, info@dirtdoctor.com, or ask Howard, and we can help line them up with distribution, direct contact with manufacturers. And I'll tell you more about that and in Howard's Garden right after this. Don't go away.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Proof. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. As I was saying, product availability is not where we want it to be. It's going in the right direction, and if we can help in any way, just let us know. You can also tell people about the website, dirtdoctor.com. There's a lot of information about products there as well. One of the things that we have is a listing of stores around the country where we have found that they have at least some organic products in the store. So that'd be a good place to start, is just look at that list. You can do it by city and see what's listed there for you. And we'll continue to try to move things in the right direction. One of the things that I wanted to tell you about before we get too much into In Howard's Garden is something that I've hinted about a little bit before, but now it's well along and absolutely going to happen probably in the second quarter of this year. And it is a school. It's a school that the Vitality Network talked to Doug and I, my business partner, about. They were kicking around having certification courses on some medical kinds of things and some environmental health kind of issues and things like that. And we started talking about the fact that there was really no university that offered a degree program of any kind in this natural organic approach that we talk about. And then we also brought up the fact that we have a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation called TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And anyway, after a few conversations, a deal was made to put together the first of the certification courses that will run through this Vitality Network, which is going to be involved in a whole bunch of other things too, which I'll keep you advised on. Information about all sorts of health issues, environmental issues, and all kinds of things. But what we're specifically working on right now, and it will be the first one to come out under this university umbrella, will be called the Natural Organic Certification Course, offered by TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And basically, I'm writing it, I'm doing the video, Vitality's doing the, all the technical stuff and shooting it for us. It was 14 chapters as of 2 days ago, or going to be 14 chapters. And as I've gotten into completing the insect portion of the course that we will be taping this week, we'll be shooting this week. I have decided that there's so much information that I want to cover, I'm going to have to have it not in two parts like I originally had planned, but in three parts. So that's what it looks like, at least. I'm going to be covering insect control in a general way, and then covering working with beneficial insects, and then the most common pest insects identification, you know, with my photography and everything, and then what the solutions are. And it looks like it's probably going to have 15 chapters. And the way this is going to work, you'll sign up to take the course, and you'll take one chapter, and then you'll have to take a test and pass the test. We think it's going to have to be 100% that you have to get right, because the questions are going to be very reasonable. There's also going to be an outline and a cheat sheet that goes along with the online course. So you can, you know, certain words that I may say on the video that are the first time somebody's heard that word, like mycorrhizae or mycorrhizal fungus or something like that, it'll be on this little document that comes along as well. So anyway, after each chapter, taking a test, passing it at some level, probably 100%, lets you go to the next chapter. And then at the end, receiving a certification of this natural organic program. And we're pretty fired up about it. It's the first in the country in universities. There are some universities that are teaching some natural, organic, and sustainable kinds of courses. But there's no overall degree program out there that we know of. There may be one or two that are in the ag area. But as far as organic landscaping and gardening, herb gardening, vegetable gardening, pest control on a smaller scale, you know, landscaping, there's no golf course program there at all. And by the way, that brings up another subject. After this first one, we may do more specific ones that will be more technical and more into a certain area, you know, the golf course, greenhouse operations, landscape contracting, whatever. This first one is going to be pretty detailed, but it's going to be fair for homeowners to take or for professionals to take as well. This seminar that we did this past Tuesday was for professionals in the business, you know, retail stores, contractors, people doing lawn care business, that kind of thing. And we're going to do more of those, too. We're going to do more of a series of those and keep the information going out to people. But I thought everybody might want to know that the TARC course, Natural Organic Certification course, is done about halfway, almost halfway through, and it will be more than halfway through this week, and we'll keep you posted about it. If you want information, you can ask us at info@dirtdoctor.com or ask Howard. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Before I get into in Howard's garden, I got quite a few things I need to cover there. We'll go chat with Chuck in Fort Worth. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I got some ants in my bathroom. They're crawling on the walls, and they're not as big as what I call red ants that used to be common outside. They're a little smaller than that, but they got the bulbous back end is black.
Well, they could be odorous ants, or they could be acrobat ants. They could be any number of things. There's a couple of things you can do, Chuck. One is you can kill them with any of the orange oil products. There's one on the market called what's the citrus something? I forget the name of it. But anyway, it's pretty easy to find, and it's a labeled citrus product. You know, labeled as a pest control. You can also buy orange oil from the nurseries and garden centers that sell organic products. They all have orange oil in stock, and you can just mix a tablespoon of orange oil in little quart sprayer and make your own. So that's one way to go. The other thing that ants really dislike, and I'm learning more and more about cinnamon. Cinnamon is something that is part of a natural organic herbicide that we have been talking about quite a bit lately, but it also functions as a pest control. It will repel ants really well, and if it gets on them, the cinnamon gets on the ants, it'll kill them. It messes up their water balance in their bodies. It's how it works as a herbicide. And so it could be mixed with water and sprayed, or it can be dusted out in areas where you've got an ant problem, and they'll be gone. They don't like being around cinnamon at all. There are baits that can be used. We have formulas on our website, for example, that talk about making simple baits. You can buy them commercially sometimes too, but making them at home, they're basically a combination of sugars and boric acid, and they'll attract ants, and they eat it, and the boric acid kills them. So there's a bunch of different non-toxic ways to go, but you might want to kill the ones that are annoying with orange oil and then put out the cinnamon as a repellent to keep them away.
Great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and then back to in Howard's Garden. And if you want to call, we've got open lines for you. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. One of the big differences with the organic program, especially our the organic program when people, you know, have done it a long time and done a lot of research on it and figured out what works and what doesn't work. One of the most important things to do is to start the fertilization program earlier in the year. There are still people in organics that tell folks the same thing the chemical fertilizer people do, and that is to wait until April and things are growing to put out your fertilizer. If you do that, you will have missed a very important part of the growth of the plant because the root system starts to grow very early now, especially in warm weather like we're having now. But as a general rule, we recommend the first major fertilizer application of organic fertilizer right after the first of the year. So obviously we're in that. We're about to go into month two. And it's just an absolutely ideal time right now to put out an organic fertilizer at about 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And one of the things, the next video I'll be doing for the school that we're doing, the course we're doing, is on fertilization. And one of the things I'm covering in there, because I get a lot of questions about it, is, okay, what fertilizer spreader do I use? What do I set the setting on to put out the organic fertilizer, et cetera, et cetera? Well, with organic fertilizers, you basically have three different kinds. There are meals, which just look like, you know, alfalfa meal, just a meal, look like cornmeal texture. You have granulated products or pelletized products, and they're kind of in the same category. A lot of the people that make organic fertilizers will run it through a pellet mill, so they look a little bit like a dog food, and then they'll sell it like that in some cases, or they'll crumble it. They'll crumble the pellets so it looks like a, you know, a real heavy textured meal. And I'll show pictures of all this stuff. It's just good to understand the difference. The third basic category of organic fertilizer is prilled fertilizer. Now, that's basically the technology that's used by the synthetic fertilizer people. They put some kind of an oil or a sugar or something that will help it when it goes through the machines that roll it and turn it into little round prills. And yeah, some of the organic fertilizers are prilled just like synthetic fertilizers are. Corn gluten meal, for example, one of the organic fertilizers, you can buy in a granulated form or a powdered form, either one. And I get a lot of questions about, well, which one should I use? And if you want to use it as a pre-emergent, it's going to be a little tricky this year because of this, for people here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area anyway. If you're still, the weather's still holding cool or cold where you are, it'll be a little bit longer. But for people where it's already warmed up, we may be in the window for using the natural pre-emergent fertilizer now, the corn gluten meal. It goes out generally around, we start talking seriously about it around February the 15th. This year it may be a little earlier. You may want to consider doing it. It's a little bit of a roll of the dice because you got to get a pre-emergent, whether you're still using the toxic chemical stuff that I don't recommend, or if you're using a corn gluten meal, which is the natural pre-emergent, the same timing it comes into play. You've got to get the material out before germination of the weeds, but not too much in front of it, because if it's too much in front of it, it'll finally go ahead and be, you know, go away, and the soil won't have its active properties yet when the seed germinates. The way corn gluten meal works, the chemical fertilizers work this way. Some and then some are just toxic and kill the germination of the seed. But the way the natural organic product works as a pre-emergent is the weed, whether it's grass burrs or crabgrass or whatever it is that you're trying to stop, will germinate. And here's where the timing is a little tricky. The weeds will germinate and start to grow. But when corn gluten meal has been used, they'll develop a top root, a top blade of green, you know, the green shoot, but they will not develop roots. And that's how in normal moisture they'll die out. And the corn gluten meal works really well, especially in the spring, if you get it out at the right time, at somewhere between, just like the other organic fertilizers, somewhere between 15 and 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Even if you miss the window and you still have weeds that germinate and the little roots do finally start growing and it becomes a weed later on, you really haven't wasted your money on corn gluten meal, because it is a an excellent organic fertilizer. It's very powerful, pretty high nitrogen for an organic product. But if you do time it correctly, you'll also get some really good control. I was telling people at the seminar the other night, my very favorite way to use corn gluten meal is this. If you have a bare soil area, if you've done new landscaping beds, for example, and you've planted the ground covers and the shrubs and perennials and basic things, or even more impressive, because this is where we learned about it originally, if you plant onions, which it's time to do now, by the way, onion sets, you know, the little transplants, goes for any kind of plant, but it really works well with onions. You put the onions into this bare soil bed, plant them real high. They like to be like trees. They like to be planted very high. And then you fertilize that bare soil bed that you've put the onions in, or whatever the transplant is. I'm using onions as the best example. The corn gluten meal works like a charm, because in a bare soil area, you've disturbed the soil, you've disturbed all those weed seed, you've brought up some weed seed that were in the soil maybe a little too deep, and you've brought them up to the surface, and you've set up a condition. You've seen it, you know, a thousand times. The weed seed are going to start germinating up there if you leave that soil bare and don't do something like I'm talking about. But if you put down the corn gluten meal on the bare soil around those onion transplants and then put a light application of mulch, in the case of small plants, ground covers and onions and things like that, I'd use partially completed or a fairly heavy textured compost, you know, not real heavy textured mulch like a shredded tree trim, it'd be too heavy a texture, but a light kind of fine textured mulch across that bare soil, you will see the best growth that you've ever seen of your onions and other transplants too, and keep the weeds to almost zero. It really works well. So any time of the year when you've built a new bed, you've got bare soil, and you want to help with weeds, use corn gluten meal as your top dressing fertilizer application for that bed, then a light mulch top dressing above that, and you'll be greatly impressed with the production of what you've planted, what you want to see grow, and how well you repress the growth of weeds. Okay, we'll talk about fertilizer just a little bit more in a minute. Right now, let's talk to Angie real quick in Forney, Texas. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Garrett. Okay, question. I have two raised vegetable beds. They're about 18 inches high right now.
Uh-huh.
And I keep getting rabbits in our yard because we live next to kind of an open ranch area.
Uh-huh. Right.
I wanted to build little fence, like a fence around it, because we get them in the summer, they nest, and then in the winter, they're eating all my crops.
So you say it's a raised bed of 18 inches, and they're getting up in that bed?
Yeah.
Wow.
They get up it.
Jumpers,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, I'm going to build, I got some cedar, 1x2s, and I want to build little, like a fence that I can remove each side. And I need to know, like, how high, is it 12 inches, 18 inches? How high do these rabbits, can they jump?
Well, that's a good question. I tell you what, the birds just flew in. Can you hold with me? This is interesting
sure.
to chat about because there's a couple different ways we can go here. Hang on with me, and I'll be back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, if you want to get in line, is 866-444-3478. I do have a little bit more to cover, but we'll do both.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and we were talking with Angie and Forney about how to keep the bunny rabbits out of her beds. If they can jump up 18 inches, I'm surprised at that to begin with, Angie, so I don't know how much higher they can jump. Have you actually seen them do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because last summer they nested, and so I went out there and found the little babies, and so even the little babies were jumping.
Wow, interesting. Well, what is your raised bed made out of? What's the wall?
It's cedar.
It's wood all the way, huh?
All the way around.
Well, one of the things that we could do in your case is that we could put just inside the wood at the top, we could put some fencing material. I would probably be tempted to use what's called expand or it's not expanded metal. It's a hardware cloth, and I'm not thinking of the right term. It's a fencing material that's got openings about a half inch. Welded wire is the term I'm trying to think of. Right,
yeah.
Welded wire, and you could put get some. Some that's 2 feet tall and bury part of it down in the soil right against the wood.
Okay.
And you're probably going to have to figure out how to leave some gates in it somehow so you can get in or over it to work. But you might at first try just going up a foot taller and see if that helps because you could still reach over it and work the garden.
Right,
if you didn't
I know.
Go higher than a foot.
What I thought I would do, I've been thinking about this for so long. I was going to make panels that I could remove, so I would have four panels.
That's a good idea.
I was going to build like a little panel of 1x2 cedar wood, and then staple that welded wire on there. But if I do that, and then I was going to have like on the ends, and then maybe a couple places because it's a 10-foot long bed, that the 1x2s would go as stakes then. So, I would staple or nail those on, and then I could just stick them in the dirt, and they would set kind of on top of the wood.
Yeah.
But there's no way a rabbit could get under, they're not going to be able to get through there.
Well, rabbits can dig, but I think in your situation that wouldn't be a problem. If I was telling somebody how to keep rabbits out and they didn't have the raised bed, I'd tell them to put this hardware cloth countersunk down into the ground about a foot to keep them from digging under as well, and other animals also. But the other thing is, and this would cost a lot more money to do, but if you want to have this as a really long-term thing, you can do what similar to what we did around our air conditioners. we put in, designed a metal frame, and then we have these panels that have screen door material in the metal frame that slide down into channels.
Okay.
And you can take them out to service the air conditioners. It helps to keep leaves from blowing in. And we have neighbors with gigantic cottonwood trees, so we get a lot of cotton from the female cottonwoods over, and it helps. Plus, it takes your vision off of the air conditioner units and works well for us. But you could do a similar kind of thing with yours. You could put channels coming up all from the wood and then design some kind of thin metal frame that holds the hardware cloth in that slides down in those channels. It's easy to pull out. You see what I mean?
Yeah, when I needed to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't know, like, if I make these, I don't know, like, you know, if I do 12 inches, it doesn't work, then I've got to go back and
redo it. Wait. That's right.
Yeah. So I was just curious. But
we'll give it a shot.
Okay, I have one other question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
My daughter, she has two Italian greyhounds, and she lets them go in her backyard, which is Bermuda grass, and their little paws are red all the time.
Really?
And she's taken them to a vet, and you know, she cleans their little paws off when they come in, and it's nothing's helping. They put them on an antibiotic, and I was just curious if you've ever heard, you know, somebody else have or other dogs have that and solution.
Well, I have, but it's always been related to using 2,4-D and toxic chemicals in the backyard. Is she using anything like that?
No, I've turned them into organic, so they only use organic.
Man, that is...
Now, initially, when they first moved there, they did use it, but that was a year ago, and I've turned them in, you know, told them that they should stop. So maybe there's the residue still in the
There could be still some residue. Tell them to look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the detox program. This would help anyway, and it would help with, you know, any kind of disease organisms or mites or anything that might still be there as well.
Okay.
Apply that and get back with me, and let's see if that solved the problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Interesting stuff. Let's see what Bud's up to real quick in Irving, Texas, right where I am. Hi, Bud.
How you doing? How you hitting them?
A little better. A little bit better.
You played yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, man. It was shorts and short sleeve shirts and still didn't need that many clothes on.
You probably play today in the afternoon. Anyway, my question is, I get a bunch of feed from Baker Creek, you know?
Yeah, good place.
Yep. They have 210 different kinds of tomatoes.
Yeah.
I try to get a list of about 20. I've broken it down to what I sent in for 11 bags of seed. My question is, what kind of soil do you use to prepare them to germinate? So when my seeds come up in the window, they go so fast and thin as a needle. They're not dark green.
Okay. That doesn't have anything to do with the soil. That has more to do with the light. Just the more light, the better. And that keeps them as compact as possible. When they're stretching out like that real thin, they're reaching for more light. So the potting soils I recommend are on my website, dirtdoctor.com, compost, rock powders and sugars, no peat moss or any of those kind of things, and then plenty of light. Let me put you on hold. We'll chat a little bit more. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this break. Don't go away.